Honorable members and our guests. Am I audible?
Yes, you are. Good evening, Chairperson.
Good evening, Honorable Mackenzie, Honorable Faku, Honorable Kumbu, Honorable Majosi. Those are the ones I could pick up at this point in time. I know Honorable Kubeka was trying to check if she's using the right link for the meeting. So she should be connecting in no time. If I can just check any indications from the committee support in relation to Honorable Pambo.
Good evening, Chairperson. From my side, I have not received any indication from Mr. Pambo, and I am still waiting for him to respond to my message, checking whether he will be joining the meeting. But Hajira had sent the notification to all members. Thank you, Chairperson.
Okay. All right. Thank you. May I ask that we probably proceed, because when I look at the numbers for the subcommittee, we have adequate numbers to proceed, as Honorable Kubeka also is connected.
Yes, sir. We have enough numbers.
If that's the case, let me officially open the meeting. Greet you once again, honorable members, our guests, fellow South Africans who are following us in the different platforms, as we convene this subcommittee, which will be immediately followed by a full portfolio committee meeting. Just to indicate in relation to the purpose of the meeting, it is as stated in the notice of the meeting that our focus would be on the MDDA board appointments, of which we need to make recommendations to the to the committee itself as the subcommittee. And once the report is adopted by the committee, will then be reporting to the National Assembly. The intention, really, honorable members, is not to waste any time, but just ask maybe if there would be any update from the administration, which then help us when we shape our recommendations to the portfolio committee that would have taken into account in terms of what those updates are. Because we do know that, just a brief recap, we have advertised in terms of the MDDA Act. We have shortlisted people. We had also interviewed exceptionally good candidates that appeared before us. And we are to meet today to make recommendations, as we are aware that we have four vacancies that we are to deal with. But because there's administrative work that happens on the sites, we just need that to be confirmed. One relates to qualification, verification, as people would have submitted, but as well as the security check aspect, which is usually done, what is usually known as primary and secondary vetting of people. So that's the update we would need to get from the administration. so that we know where we are in that regard. And it helps us then to craft the recommendations properly if there may be any pending issues that we need to deal with. Otherwise, honorable members and our guests, the rules remain the same. For purposes of a smooth running meeting, you will speak through the chair, which means permission would have been granted for you to take platform. And that if you are not a speaker at the time, please make sure that your video camera is off, your mic is muted, so that background sounds would not really impact negatively on our meeting. So that will help a great deal. In a case where documents are to be shared, please make sure that at the end you unshare the document. We just hope we'll not have documents from other meetings encroaching on our meeting. Just hope would not have that. But I'm also aware, honorable members and our guests, that in the country we are experiencing load shedding at different times, and that it may in a way affect other people. It's just our prayer that we are able to still proceed with our meetings and take decisions irrespective of those challenges that the country is dealing with. So I just thought it's important that we take note of that as early as it's possible, right in the beginning of the meeting, so that when we experience such problems, there will be an understanding that we will still need to proceed with our meetings. Having said that, I'm sure administration would be ready to give a sense of update on the item, and from there we'll then enter into a discussion. Is that you, Temngosi?
Yes, Chairperson. Good evening, Chairperson, and good evening, honorable members and guests. Thank you, Chairperson, for affording us the opportunity to present as you had tasked us. Chairperson, we conducted the qualification verification of candidates. All candidates were sent consent forms to fill in, as it is the requirement of the company that conducts consent for qualification verification on behalf of Parliament. We received 19 of those, with an exception of one candidate, whom we have not received his up until this day and this time, Chairperson. And out of the 19 candidates, Chairperson, that submitted, about 17 of them have been verified. The one candidate, there were delays with Umalusi. So we are still waiting on one candidate's outcome from Umalusi, and the other candidate, we are still waiting from the University of Johannesburg to provide. So all in all, Chairperson, 17 of the 20 candidates qualification were verified and all came back positive. Chairperson will indicate then if I should also present the names of candidates as I have mentioned. And Chairperson, in relation to the security checks, out of the 20 candidates that the committee interviewed, 19 submitted consent forms together with the fingerprints. I must indicate that Chairperson would remember that we shortlisted on the 21, and immediately thereafter we had to prepare for the interviews that were held from the 26th to the 29th of May. And within that period, we sent out the fingerprint consent forms to candidates, and I requested them that the courier forms be couriered to my residence. As you would know, the nature we're working under currently, Chairperson. So they did come. Chair, but there were a number of delays. Firstly, Chairperson, this is all happening during COVID-19, so some candidates struggled to get assistance at some SAPS community centers. They were sent back and forth, but eventually, Chairperson, we worked together and I assisted the candidates, and they all managed to obtain fingerprints. So I have submitted 18 with the State Security Agency. The one candidate, unfortunately, she was in contact with the person and had to go into a quarantine of 14 days. So her fingerprints only arrived at my residence on Friday. And I am yet to drop them at the State Security Agency, as they've indicated that they will only be in the office on Thursday. They do not have our results back yet. They had also been affected with COVID-19. They had made me aware at some point that their offices were closed and they could not function for a period of a week. So the State Security Agency forms are not back yet of 18 candidates. One candidate will be dropped off on Thursday with SSA. One candidate who did not submit the consent form for qualifications also did not submit the fingerprints form. And we made numerous attempts to try to get the candidate to submit, but he did not. So that is the report we have from our side, Chairperson, regarding the qualifications and the security verification. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you, Tembinkosi. If I may just check, Mr. Malika, whether you would want to emphasize any point in relation to what is expected of us in terms of the act on the actual recommendation of names, just to also ensure that the difference between one process that we ran at some point, which was on ICASA, is a different process from the one of the MDDA. Is Mr. Malika still connected?
Chair, I'm not sure if he has connection problem. I've just been looking at the list of participants and I saw he just left, so he'd probably be logging back on again, Chair, but I noticed that he was leaving the meeting, so I'm not sure if he's experiencing connection problems. Thank you, Chair.
All right. No, thanks. But I think you can probably deal with that point as we discussed. The point I wanted him to clarify us was more to indicate that in terms of the act as different from that of ICASA, is that we recommend the vacancies. Is it back?
Yes, Chairperson. Yes, Chairperson, I am back. I don't know if you can hear me.
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, great. Thank you, Chair. So, sorry, I pressed the wrong button as I was trying to respond to you. Okay. Chairperson, in terms of the Act, the MDDA Act, it states that, of course, as we know, that 6 members of the board are appointed by the President on the recommendations of National Assembly. Of course, it's subject to about 3 conditions, which one would be the participation of the public nomination process, transparency and openness, as well as the publication of the shortlist. And this is, of course, with due regard to Section 4 and 5 of the Act. Then there's 3 members that are appointed by the President. And, of course, we do not get involved in that process. So it's safe to say, Chairperson, as per the Act, that it's the committee's responsibility to appoint these people through National Assembly, of course, and then it's left up to the President to actually sway them into the office. Unless if I left anything clearing, Chairperson, I think that's about all on
my side. I just wanted you to also finish up the number as it relates to vacancies, just to deal with the difference between what we dealt with in the CASA, the 1.5 versus the...
Okay. Sorry, Chair, I'm just trying to refer to the document. I think, Chairperson, in my recollection, I think that we just nominate the people that we want to serve on the Act. On the board, without necessarily having to give an extra number. The decision remains with the committee to do the appointment, as far as I recall, Chair. Mr. Ngoma will correct otherwise, because I think in terms of the specifications of the Act, it's only this section 5B that says, that stipulates how many that we have to appoint. So there is no, the 1.5 was a recommendation to the minister in the ICASA Act. Here, it's us that nominate the exact number of the people that we want to serve on the board. So the recommendations will be the exact number of the people that we want to serve on the board that we forward to the National Assembly. Thank you, Chair. Mr. Ngoma, if you like to add on it.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, nothing much to add from what Mr. Malika has said. He's 100% correct. On the MDDA, it's a little bit different to the ICASA. We recommend the number as per the vacancies. So if there's 4 vacancies, then we'll recommend 4 candidates to be appointed by the president in terms of Section 4, 1A, Chairperson. Thank you very much.
Thank you. From the side of the administration, we will now, honourable members, unless there are clarities that you seek to get at this point, otherwise would be following the process of engagement now on the names, and then be able at the end to recommend the 4 to fill the vacancies. If there are those members who would want some clarities at this point, this is the opportunity before we get to the discussion. I do not see anyone on the system, so I don't want to leave anybody behind. So it would mean that members are quite clear as they were reminded by the administration. That being the case, honourable members, like we would have said in the previous meeting, that it also presents an opportunity for party whips to engage each other and make the meeting quite easier in a way that we can select the best amongst the best that we had, because we only have 4. And as I said, we had quite good candidates who came before us. So without a waste of time, I would just check with the parties as we usually do, present their lists, and we engage. But at the end, we have 4 to take. I'll probably start differently. May I just check that we're all here now? If I may just check if we're all here now. Because I'm trying to check Honorable Pambo still. I can't, unless he is logged in with a different gadget that does not identify.
Chairperson, Mr. Mokoena will be standing in for Mr. Pambo. He's trying to connect. I've sent him the...
Mr. Mokoena would be coming in. Okay. So once he connects, it's fine. We'll then proceed anyway. May I then just get an indication, party whips, you've had time to also talk to yourselves to assist the meeting. Because it gets to be quite a process if we have not had time to engage so that you assist the meeting. My task is to really help the meeting to get to some conclusion, but guided by yourselves. The spirit of the committee during interviews has been that would help the country in the way we look at the people that have come before us. I hope we'll still keep that spirit. It helps to do that. That irrespective of the political affiliations we may be coming from, but at the end, we represent the people of this country, and that we need to work together, that the product that we put, we can all own up to it as a true reflection of what we saw to be the recommendation. Is the interest starting, or is it the other parties? Honorable Kubeka, are you raising your hand?
Thank you, Chair. Chair, I was going to respond on the issue of saying maybe also, if, as you are saying, to make the work to be easier also on the issue of just checking from one whip to another. I think it will be possible maybe to have also that it can be 3 minutes or 5 minutes that we will ask from the chair, in order that we must just talk to one another, chair, because at the end of the day, it's true, as you are saying, I think all the candidates that were there in MDDA, indeed, it was a highly competent space. All of them, they have showed us that they were well prepared for these interviews. So I think wisely, because we will also be interested to check all the dynamics, as we know that when you're coming on the space of the media also, there are some other key things that we can engage and debate on it to check, to come up on one common ground, Chair. Thank you.
All right. Honourable McKenzie, I see you've unmuted. You want to speak at this point? Okay, I saw you unmuted, so I thought I would have left you. So I didn't want to leave you. May I just check if Member Machozi is still connected? I understand that she's on the other side of Johannesburg. I'm in the West. So it's possible that the Bundus have got electricity, but so it will make this project. So it's Honorable Machozi.
I'm here.
Oh, you are here.
I'm here. It's just cool. That I have a low battery, so that's why I've switched off all cameras.
Okay. No, it's fine. Let's start the discussion. I did hear the whip saying that they would want 3 minutes. I would advise differently, giving the platform now. If you'd agree, I want to make a proposal to yourselves that for the smooth running of the meeting would allow each party, like we do, to present a list. And you will indicate if your list is ordered or not ordered. Because we're talking about 4 spaces now. So that then we can also be able to look at what could be common names in that order. And if there are areas of difference, maybe that's when we would allow such a discussion. I just thought it would help the meeting to do that. And I will start from where the battery is low, to where probably we will still have a high-speed connection. Of course, the majority part will then come later. In the absence of Mr. Mokoena having not logged in, I go to Soweto. The IFP, if there were names that the IFP had looked at, understanding all the challenges of the time. But surely you may have looked at some of the names. As I said, you'll indicate if it's on a pecking order, given that we're looking at four. And then go to Honorable McKenzie, then Honorable Kubeka. As I say, we'll still give EFF an opportunity if they do connect, because the process has to be inclusive as much as we can. So in that score, Honorable Machozi, it's over to you now. Because I'm making a reasonable assumption that you are agreed to the proposal of how we need to move forward.
Should I continue?
Yes, please.
Oh, thank you, Chairperson, and good evening to honorable members, the staff of the Portfolio Committee on Communications. They are in no particular order, Chair, but this is what the IFP deliberated on, and considering the fact that I did not have the leisure of continuing with all the interviews due to the problems that I had with my gadgets. So what we agreed upon, Chair, it was the name of Buko Luzuko and Clark Marin and Andy Swalungwana, Naidu Edwin and Brenda. I'm not sure whether the surname of Brenda, I'm not quite sure of the surname, but yeah, those are the five names.
Brenda Leonard, okay.
Yeah.
As I give to Honorable McKenzie, if we can be assisted the same way, so that after these names have been presented, they can be flighted, then we'll be able to look at those common names like we did when we're doing shortlist. Honorable McKenzie.
Thank you, Chair. I noticed Honorable Majozi gave five names, so I will do the same thing myself. And these are in order of scoring. My first one was Bernadette Muthian. My second one was Ayanda Vilakazi. My third one was Brenda Leonard. My fourth one was Hlengani Matebula. And my fifth one was Lachelle Barry. I would really, really like to single out Rosie Motene as well as a candidate. And then some of the others like Naidu and Buku come next on my list. So I just thought I'd put that in. Thank you, Chair. I'm done.
Honorable Kubeka.
Thank you, Chair. I'm not sure, can I also pause in number six as the DA have tried to do it, or can I just continue according to my list as I was having my list up to 10, Chair?
You can, Honorable Kubeka, but also indicate whether it's on the same basis as Honorable McKenzie would have said, taking order or in no particular.
Can I have these names, Chair? Are you saying can I put it the whole list, or can I just pause there in number six also? Because I think it would be advisable as we are having the numbers, as they have raised up to six, but let me put my list as it is. I'm having Matebula, Sengane, I'm having Brenda Leonard, I'm having Naidu, I'm having Clark Marina, I'm having Ngwana Andiswa, I'm having Kakaza Nomfundo, Kedama Kondile, Peterson Nolita, Newton, Benedict, and Adendorf Ricardo. Those were the names that I was having, Chair.
Yeah, as I say, if you can qualify the names like Honorable Mackenzie and...
As I have presented, Chair.
So that's the order?
Yes, Chair.
Okay, thank you.
So those were the names that I'm having.
Flighted, so that we then see what we have.
Chair, I see Bombos has his hand is up.
Mr. Malika, okay, but on my system it doesn't show. Mr. Malika?
I'm very sorry, Chair. I tried to raise the hand after Member Jones because the honourable members were going so quick, it's almost hard to catch up so that we can have a thorough look at the names, Chairperson. But I see that even Mr. Ngomba was there. We were talking on the background. We're kind of missing some names. If we can humbly ask the members to recite the names a bit slower so that we're able to do a diligent job on our side as well. Thank you.
All right. Let's start the Honorable Majosi. If you can just put the names clearly, not slowly, but also not quick.
I don't understand this language. Not slowly, but also not quick. Okay. They are in no particular order, Chair. But our names are Andiswa Ngwana, Clark Marin, Naidu Edwin, Brenda Leonard, and Buko Luzu.
Have you noted, Mr. Malika?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Noted.
And that's how many names?
That is five names for IFP, Ms. Andy Swangwana, Mr. Naidu, Ms. Brenda Leonard, Ms. Marina Clark, and Mr. Luzu Kobuku. That is the five for the IFP, Chair.
Okay. Honorable Mackenzie.
Thank you, Chairperson. The five for the DA in this order, number one, Bernadette Muthian. Number two, Ayanda Velikazi. Number three, Brenda Leonard. Number four, Hlengani Matebula. And number five, Lachelle Barry. And I will stop on five, Chair, for now. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. We've captured that.
We must not be captured, but you must say, capture it. Honorable Kubek.
Matebula Sengani, Leonard Brendan, Tak Marin, Naiju Edwin, Ngwana Andiswa, Kakaza Fundo, Kedama Kondile, Peterson Nolita, Newton Benedict, and Adendorf Ricardo.
Thank you, Chair. I'm sure Mr. Malika also has the names. I have the names, Chair, for the ANC. Not that I've captured the names, Chair. I've read. I'm going to.
No, you can capture the names, just that I didn't want you to be captured, that's all.
No, definitely not.
All right, honorable members, we have had the first presentation. But as I said, it helps to flight it, and we do almost the same way we had looked at the shortlisting process. Firstly, common names, and then check where two parties would agree, and see if there's still disputes on the issues. See how we persuade each other on that. Mr. Malika, I want to share.
Chairperson, I'm just sharing with Mr. Ngoma for concurrence, and then he's going to post from his side. He's going to flight it from his side. Thank you.
Okay. Let's do that.
I'm just receiving the email, Chairperson, and I'm working on it, so just a minute or two.
So, Honorable McKenzie, you are a bit warm today, and I'm sure you'll not need that cup.
You know, Chair, I saw former Minister Rob Davies when everybody was in Davos. They were all wearing nice cashmere coats, except Rob, and he was wearing his K-Way.
Yes.
Proudly made in South Africa, and keeps you warm, warm, warm.
No, that's good. As long as you leave that cup will put you into problems because of the branding on it.
Say, one day I'll show you that cup for real, and you will see it's not EFF, it's something else.
Okay, that's fine.
Look, I'm blushing, I'm so embarrassed.
Right.
Chairperson, I noticed, yeah. Mr. Makwena is on. He's logged on, Mr. Makwena.
Honorable Makwena, we welcome you. We are... aware that you are representing the EFF. Honorable Pambo is not able to join us, was with us in the interviewing process, but we make a reasonable assumption that indeed you were briefed, and surely you would be able to make an input. Parties would have given preferred names, in terms of how they have seen performance. You, as you present, you do indicate whether it is in the order or it is just names as you throw them. So I just want to check if the EFF had particular names to present post the interview. Honorable Mkwena, can you hear us?
Yes, Chair, sorry, a couple of problems I'm having.
Yes.
One, I have load shedding here where I am. So that's why I've blocked this, because I don't have any lights here where I am.
Yes.
That is the first problem I have. And then secondly, because I was just informed of this meeting now, literally about 20 minutes ago.
Okay.
So what is the process? Are we nominating names, or names are already there?
Yes, as I said, Honorable Mukwena, we had the interviews.
Yes, that's correct.
For the MDDA, and we are now discussing those names of candidates who appeared before the subcommittee as interviewed by the subcommittee. In terms of Yeah, in terms of the Act, we are supposed to recommend for the vacancies that have occurred, which is 4 in this instance. So parties would have thrown some names already, which will be flighted, but would also want to check if at this point you wanted to put names forward from those that were interviewed as per your briefing. In the absence of that, you will still be able anyway to participate on those that are put forward by other parties.
Yeah, I think I should rather sit back on this one for a while, and then you know, as I get into the meeting, and then perhaps I can consult as well.
Okay, no, that's fine.
Thanks.
So, in that score, can we have the names flighted?
Chairperson, I believe it's Mr. Ngoma that's going to fly. I'm sure he's almost done now.
Yeah, let's just also make sure we keep our mics muted if we're not on the platform. Those background sounds, we are beginning to hear them. So please, if you can mute your mic. And we can't stop them because it would appear from the voices that others may be also demanding attention at this time. So please, let's just make sure we mute the mic.
I hope it's there, Chair. I'm not sure. I'm just trying to quickly, Chair. I'm not sure what's happening yet, but I'm trying to get it quickly. Chair, can you see anything on your screen? Or is it just me?
Yeah, it's you.
Oh.
Yes.
All right. You would understand, Chair, I've been off for a while. So, if members, if you can just bear with me, I'm trying to just get this document to show on your screen. Why is it not showing? Let me go back here.
That's all we are now. Yeah, okay.
Is it showing, Chair?
Yes, you can see it. Are other members seeing?
Yes, Chair, see perfectly. Thank you.
All right, if I can just quickly explain, Chairperson, you will see the three columns. The ANC, the DA, actually 4, ANC, DA, EFF, and IFP. IFP, we've marked the candidates using X since Honorable Madrozi indicated that there was no order of preference. And on the DA and ANC, the order of preference is as numbered on the document, Chairperson, from 1 to 5 for DA and from 1 to 10. For ANC members will indicate if we've captured it correctly, but we almost sure, Chair, that we've got it right. Thank you, Chair.
Okay.
Chair?
Yes, is that Honorable Mokoena?
Yes, that's correct.
Yes, Honorable Mokoena?
Yes. There are two names that would like to support. Hello?
We are listening, yes. They will just mark it as it is there.
Okay, so the first one is Rosie Mutene. The second one would be Hlengane Mathebula. And that's it.
Sorry, Chair. If I can just assist Chair to indicate to the Honourable Member, I'm not sure, as you had earlier indicated to him, Chairperson, whether he does have the list of the candidates that were interviewed altogether, because we just put the names as the members were calling them out. So as you would see, even there, it's 19 names that appear, so there would be a candidate whose name is not there, because we just focused on the names as they were presented by the members, because we took it that members know all the 20 candidates that they interviewed. So I don't want it, maybe as it appears, it would be like we're only showing 18 names and the other two are not. We prioritize the names that the members have called out, Chair. Thanks, Chair.
No, I think that is understandable, that it is the names as they have been put, and as an indication from which a particular name would have come from and whether it's prioritized or not. Honorable McKenzie, I saw your hand.
Yes, thank you very much, Chairperson. In the beginning, we were attempting, because he gave us an overview of the verification process. And there was one person who didn't submit their documents, didn't submit their fingerprints, didn't submit any material for verification in spite of being contacted repeatedly, as I understand it. Can we have an idea who that person is? Because that would, I think, make our job a little bit easier if we could just remove them from the process if they haven't been verified or not keen on being verified. Thank you. Abar, it's up to you, Chair. Thank you.
Yeah, honourable members, if I were to try and assist the process, Honourable McKenzie, that the reason we had asked that we get that brief is to help us shape the recommendations at the end, and we will get an indication on whether that name would be probably in the four we are considering. Because at this point in time, we just want to treat all candidates on equal basis as they've been proposed, and that when we deal with the actual four, we should be sure that whether everything else has been met, and if not, then make a calling at that point. But for now, as people propose names, let's just take them to the proposals, if that assists the meeting. So in that... Is that Honorable Mkwena?
That's correct, yes.
Yes, Honorable Mkwena.
My apologies. A third name is Andy Sanyingwa.
That name, Andy Sanyingwa. Okay.
That is the absolute last one.
All right. No, it's fine. We understand you are consulting broadly. So, because it's quite late, it's fine. But can we now get to the names again? Firstly, just to check from the point of commonality, the name that is cutting across.
Chair.
Okay. Honorable Majos.
Yes. Maybe before we move forward, I see here that they've marked on IFP with X. But, and then I started with Andy Swa Nguyen, but it's not marked in the IFP. Yes, thank you. I just wanted to correct that.
Okay. Mr. Honorable Matosi, I thought you were struggling with the X, but at least you clarified that it's really about that X not put where it's supposed to be.
Does Miss Matrosi prefer that I put them, I number them as she had presented them instead of using that X chair?
Yeah, no. I think she has clarified. That's not complicated because as we're not in a particular order. So just make sure you just put X. It helps. Honorable members, as I said, we'll probably go the same route. Just check first the names that are common across all parties. As a starting point.
Chair?
Yes.
Yes, Chair. Chairperson, there are three candidates that appear on their names were raised by three parties. That would be Ms. Brenda Leonard, raised by ANC, DA, and IFP. And then there would be Ms. Andiswan Ngwana, raised by ANC, EFF, and IFP. And then there's Ms. Tehlengani Mathebula, also raised by ANC, DA, and EFF. Those ones are the three candidates that have three support from three parties, Jefferson. Thank you.
Chair.
Is that honorable?
It's
four parties, I think. Oh, it's three, thank you. But it's Mr., not Miss.
My apologies. Yes, Mr. Hlengani Mathebula. Can you try?
Okay. Okay, so that's what we have. May we just probably look at it from the point of, I think Honorable Matrosi, you could have assisted us if you were putting your candidates in a particular order. Because if they are put in a particular order and we are looking at four, it would mean that parties would have looked at what their top four or top five is. Would you want to reconsider that position? Otherwise, it's very easy that we can agree with one with you when it's number 10 in another party, agree with you on two when it is number 8 in another party or number 5. Honorable Matrosi, do you want to respond? Yes.
When I said they are in no particular order, I meant that because we had interviews in different days, and
yes,
then they were numbered in accordingly. But in the IFP, preferably as I have listed them, that they are in that particular order is Andiswa number 1. Clark number 2, not because of they are in no particular order in this, they are in a particular order in the preference for the IFP. It's Clark,
yes,
number
that's
two.
What I want you to correct, yes.
Yeah, and Naidu Edwin number 3, and Brenda Leonard number 4, and Buko Luzuko number 5.
Okay. Honorable Mukwena, at least yours, you were clear that you could only get up to 3, and that 3 is in the order of priority, or you would want to reconsider?
In order of priority, Chair,
okay,
it would be 1, Hlengani Mathebula. Two, Andiswan Ngwana. Three, Rosie Muteni.
Honorable Mackenzie, I would not ask you because you clarified what's your 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Honorable Kubek, the same. You've already clarified what's your 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That then assists the meeting even better. Because we then need to start from those priorities where at least there are agreed names in the prioritized five or so. Will you look at that, Mr. Ngoma and Mr. Malika?
Chair?
Yes, Honorable Kubeka.
Yes, can I say also, when we are debating, there is no issue to say we will be so stiff, because I think we can persuade one another. When it needs arise. Thank you, Chair.
Yes, we'll do that, but we need to start from somewhere, at least where there are agreements in the top five. And then where there are disagreements, those will be areas of persuasion.
Chairperson?
Honorable Lisiba, who has just joined, mute your mic. Mute your mic. Honorable Lisiba, please mute your mic, and then we allow Mr. Ngoma to proceed.
Thank you, Chairperson. Looking at this, at the document on the screen before us, Chairperson, Mr. Hlengani Mathebula, Chairperson, he's number one on the ANC list, he's also number one on the EFF list, and is number four on the DA list. He's not on the IFP. So looking at the order of priority, he's the one candidate that I would say currently is on top, Chairperson, because if you look the number of vacancies is four, and he is on the top four of three, Chairperson, being number one in two. And following that, Chairperson, would be Ms. Brenda Lombard. Ms. Brenda Leonard, who is number two in the ANC, number three in the DA, and number four in the IFP list, who, if we look at the order of priority, is also like appear on the top four of the political parties. And then, Chair, we have Ms. Andiswang Ngwana, who is number five in the ANC list, number two in the EFF list, and number one in the IFP list. So, Chair, I think for now, maybe the committee can start its discussion, maybe probably around those three, because they are the ones that appear three times. However, Ms. Ngwana is number five. Although he appears on three party list, she is number five on the ANC list. Thank you, Chair.
May we then look at whether members would want to make any contributions at this point?
Chair.
Yes, Honorable Majosi.
I think they can go in that particular.
Honorable Kubeka, you noted.
We can't then debate on which political party, both number one and number. But what we can agree on is that all the three numbers were nominated in all three parties, in all four parties, I mean. So they got the most of the nominees, whether they're in particular order of number one, number two, but they got three, all of them. So maybe we can put them according to
to that chairperson, and then we move forward. I don't see us discussing the issue of who should be number one, who should be number two. They will follow each other as they are, and then maybe to also serve the people. Thanks.
Honorable Kubega?
No, thank you, Chair. I think Honorable Majosi have covered me to say, indeed, as we can see that these names, they are appearing in all of us. Let's agree with those names and also move to another ones that we think we can have to add on those three names, Chair. Thank you.
May I invite other members who would want to make inputs at this point?
Thank you, Chair. McKay.
Honorable, is it Honorable Fagu, friend?
Yes, Chair.
Okay, just immediately after Honorable McKenzie.
Thank you, Chair, for your indulgence. I agree with the proposal regarding those three names. I would, if you would allow me to, just motivate for, you know, on my list, Andisa Ngwikwana came quite low. I scored her quite low, but clearly, I might have missed something there. What I think we need to be very careful and need to bear in mind is the amount of governance experience required in an institution like the MDDA. And I think we all agree that, I mean, next to Hlengani Mathebula, I wrote great candidate because he's got governance, he's an entrepreneur, he's got good grasp of media and comms, he's the perfect candidate. And yet that's, in some of the others, we're missing that elements of strong governance, which was why Dr. Vilakazi came very high on my list, because I think we need that at board level. In the absence of Dr. Vilakazi, I would strongly recommend that we look at Bernadette Muthian, especially along the governance side, and she has extensive media exposure, and I see that both the ANC and ourselves have agreed on that. And of course, she's also a woman, so she meets gender and diversity criteria. Thank you, Chairperson. That's my comment for now.
Honorable Fad.
Thanks, Chair. I think the whip maybe will guide me. I see that in the ANC list, there's number three, which is Marina Clark. I think as a committee, we have a standard approach to say that when we look into candidates, that we must make sure that the racial aspect of things is covered. And I think when we look at experience that Marina Clark has, it's good experience, because I think the ANC has nominated her number three. I see also the IFP has agreed on her name. So I don't know, but I just wanted to remind Whip on that, but she will guide the process. Thanks, Chair.
Okay, there are like two motivations at this point. I take it that there's general agreement on the three. We are looking at what could be the fourth candidate.
Yes.
Honorable Mukwena?
Yes. Actually, my lights have just come back on now.
That's better. That's better.
You can see me now?
Not yet, because your camera is off.
Or is it still... Okay.
But no, we can hear you.
Yeah, that's fine. So, we all agree on the three names. If we're going purely by numbers, it would appear to me that Ms. Brenda Leonard and Ms. Bernadette Muthian would be the second to look at. From our side, we would...
No, Honorable Mokoena.
Yes.
Remember, let's just get again the names there, because it would appear you are bringing one of those that you said you agree that they are in the... if you could just repeat what you said. I'm not sure the dog, whether it is Honorable Lisiva, as you join the meeting, please mute your mic. The background is interfering with the meeting. Honorable Lisiva, mute your mic as you join this meeting. Proceed, Honorable Mukwena.
Yes. On our side, we would want to push the name of Ms. Rosie Mutene for two reasons. One, well, for three reasons. One, she's a woman. Two, she has vast experience in the media industry, and is an activist in that industry. But also she's a hard activist for women issues, especially for women representation. And we think that she would be a very strong voice for the women, not just because she's a woman, but because she fights for women. Thanks, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Mukwena. Honorable Kubeka.
Chair, actually, I was having this one of Marina Clark also, just to check, because now even Marina Clark, she is responsible actually for the disability also. Now there comes a Comrade Fana with the one of who's representing the women. But can I say also, even Marina Clark and that sector also, we need just to take care also about the issue of the disability side also, Chair. Can I just say, maybe now also I'm putting that one as Honorable Fana is putting Narrows.
Honorable members, looking at also that we are sitting on the time for the next meeting, I'm sure that's why we have people who join for the next meeting at this point. We have a few names that are put forward with motivation to occupy the fourth seat. My understanding is that we agree on the three as they've been put up. Now, if we agree on the three, so that at least we know what we need to address. I'm saying,
Chair.
In terms of...
Yes, Chair.
In terms
Chair.
Of... Yes, Honorable Mukwena, I think I'm out of order.
No. I can I just assist?
Yes.
Given what the Honorable Member just said now, I think she makes a good point, and perhaps we would concede on the name of Marina Clark.
Okay, so that helps the process, as you said, you are trying to help the situation.
Yeah.
So the issue about women has now been addressed, but the point that's being raised...
I can't raise my hand as well, so I wanted to, but I didn't want to disturb you.
Yes.
I'm a bit touchy with my battery, so I don't want to fiddle with anything at this present moment. No, I wanted to support the name of Marine Clark as well, because she presented herself well and she stood firm on the issue of disability, and also she's a woman. So, I wanted to support that name as well.
Yes, Honorable Majors, at least there's a sense there already in the board. We're trying to persuade those who had different names. Honorable Fana would have been persuaded, agrees, so it takes us to three. But I wanted to just give Honorable McKenzie an opportunity that the issue about women is addressed. We agree on the three names. Lieutenant General are there, but Clark addresses both the non-racial society we seek to build, as well as representation from both the women's side and people with disability participation in that school. I just want to check if Honorable McKenzie is not persuaded enough.
Chair, I'm very persuaded. I'm also very impressed that at the way the committee has conducted its work, and I'm glad you spoke about the non-racial aspect. I think that's commendable. I would also, and Rosie Motene, I agree with everything Honourable Mokoena said. She's also a very strong and active campaigner for LGBTQI issues. And, given the nature of the MDDA and given the nature of the broadcasting environment, the creative arts and that sort of thing, I would argue that kind of representation is quite important. She did make my list, she just didn't make my top five. So, but I'm very convinced by the disability aspect of Ms. Clark, and I'm happy to go with the recommendation of the rest of the members. Thank you, Chair. Hope that helps.
Honourable McKenzie, I think we have noted the point you would have raised, and some of those that are recommended, in particular, I would want you to probably visit your notes. Again, there were almost like three activists in the space you've mentioned. Just check Marie Clark the same way. I'm saying besides the non-racial and the disability aspect, I know a few there that would have indicated the same interest and why those groupings are important as far as the MDDA is concerned. But honourable members, as you know, we have always strived as this committee to work towards sufficient consensus as opposed to using majority. But the sense I have is that we have four names that we need to recommend to the committee as agreed by the committee after these deliberations. That would be, you'll correct me, Tembi Nkosi, that would be Mathebula Hlengane.
I can assist you, Chair?
Yes.
Chair. The names, the four names, Chairperson, are as follows. Mr. Hlengane Mathebula, Ms. Brenda Leonard, Ms. Andiswa Ngwana, and Ms. Marina Clark. Thank you, Chair. Okay.
So those are the names, honourable members. That's the report we'll be able to present to the committee as we will be now moving over to the broader committee sitting. Is that agreed that we are able to get others connected and we resume with that meeting? In the meantime, the support team would be working on that report just to enter the names properly in that order so that they are also read out for the committee. Can we just check if all other members now would be connected for the next meeting.
Chair, thank you very much. My colleague will now take over whilst I work on the report on the MDDA in preparation for this committee sitting. Thank you, Chair.
Just check if other members have now joined for the full committee.
Yes, Chairperson. We've got Ms. Van Damme, I noticed. We've got Mr. Mulala.
Van Damme.
We've got Mr. Gumbu was there. We've got Mr. McKenzie was there. And so we can go ahead, Chair. We've got a quorum.
Okay. So that helps. Evening, honorable members, again, our guests who may be joining now, and those that are following us as South Africans in the different platforms. We are now convened as a portfolio committee on communications in the National Assembly. We've adjourned that subcommittee formally so, and we are now in a full committee. Honorable members, just again to remind each other so that our meeting is run smoothly, that let's just remember that when you speak with the permission of the chair, which would mean you'll give an indication to the chair that you'd want to speak. And that all members who are not speaking at the time, please ensure that your mics are muted, including our guests. Please ensure that your mics are muted, as well as your cameras are off. Only when you are to speak that you switch on your video camera, as well as unmuting your mic. This will help us with interfering sounds that we may not have control over. But it also helps us to be able to listen to each other on the points that are to be made in the meeting. Please, if we can just remind ourselves of that. Honorable members, the purpose of the meeting is as per the notice that you have received. And in terms of the notice, of course, we'll get a report on the appointment of the MDDA, which would be presented shortly for adoption by the committee after it has looked at the report. We will also be completing our task in relation to the supplementary budget by looking at the budget votes, which we must adopt a report that we will send to the National Assembly as the report of the committee. We also have two items, referring to one, in that the committee has looked at what has been submitted in relation to the remuneration of councillors of ICASA. We just need to formally adopt the report so that that report goes to the National Assembly. We've had an opportunity to look at it in the previous meeting. On the same matter that relates to ICASA, we also have a referral from the Speaker of the National Assembly in relation to the response of the Minister of DCDT to the National Assembly recommendations on the names that the Minister would consider for appointment of the ICASA Council members. So those are the items we would deal with in the remaining 2 hours or so. So that's where we are. I take it that honorable members would have gone through their reports, and that will make it easier for us to save time but still make quality inputs. Some guarantees, Honorable Van Dam, that can't be anymore. Honorable Mackenzie has helped us in the previous meeting. You can be able with that. Welcome to run smoothly.
I don't know about run smoothly, but I'm glad Honorable Mackenzie helped you.
Okay, thank you. So we will deal with those items, and after all, we'll have a committee report in all those items that we'll be able to send forward. May I just check from the side of the support team if they are ready with the subcommittee report side? Can I get an indication, Tembingosi and Mr. Malika, if you are ready?
Chairperson, yes, we will be ready with the MTTA report. I thought that I was going to steal a few seconds that you were, or a few minutes that you were first going to use in adopting the ICASA report. Then after that, I can present the MTTA one.
Okay. No, I think what we can just explain to the members is that, as you'll be aware, you've put up a subcommittee that looks at the MTTA. So Tembingosi, please, I disagree. So you can still brush up the report. I think what members would need is the key point. That we have met as the subcommittee and looked at the names that have been presented by different parties. We are taking them in the best interest of South Africans, as we are mandated, of course, through different parties. But at the end, we serve the people as one. So that is the spirit also that comes from the subcommittee. So the point I'm trying to emphasize that the names that are to be presented are on the basis more of consensus than voting in the meeting. Not because we are afraid of voting, because it's part of democracy, but necessarily we put the interests of the people of the country first, and we don't vote for the sake of doing it. We try and reach consensus. So it's a consensus list. And I want to give members, before Tembingosi present the exact names, those who are in the subcommittee, whether they still agree with this summary. It's important that we place it on record whether we agree to the summary or not. Honorable members who are in the subcommittee, have I represented the subcommittee well before Tembingosi read the names or the report itself?
Perfectly, Chair.
Thank you.
Yes, Chair. Absolutely, Chair.
So there's consensus. Honorable Van Dam, there's consensus, right?
Chair,
represented you well.
So. Yes, he represented me well, Chair.
Honorable Lisiba, I see that is you are on hold. I just hope ICT will assist you, unless you are putting, because I see two gadgets at the same time. So if you can just get ICT to assist to get one out to avoid the challenges. So in that score, Tembingosi, can you at least just also present the report in terms of the names as agreed by the committee. Mr. Ngoma?
Thank you, Chair. I hope I'm audible, Chair.
Yes, you are audible, even though we're trying to see you.
Chairperson, thank you very much. Chair, I will proceed to read the report of the committee. This is the report of the Portfolio Committee on Communications on the filling of 4 vacancies on the Media Development and Diversity Agency Board, dated 14 July 2020. The Portfolio Committee on Communications, having considered the request from the Minister in the Presidency, Planning, Monitoring and Evaluation in respect of the 4 MDDA board vacancies, reports as follows. A letter dated 4 November 2019 was received from the Acting Speaker of the National Assembly, informing the committee that he had received a letter from the Minister in the Presidency, Planning, Monitoring and Evaluation, communicating the existence of vacancies on the board of the Media Development and Diversity Agency, and requesting the Assembly to initiate a process of nominating and recommending candidates for appointment by the President in line with Section 41A of the MDDA Act 2002, Act No. 14 of 2002. The committee considered the letter from the Minister in the Presidency and the Acting Speaker of the National Assembly and resolved that the committee secretariat should proceed with the process of publishing an advertisement in the media calling for the nomination of persons to fill the 4 vacancies on the MDDA board. The advertisement was published in all 11 official languages, in 2 national newspapers, 2 regional newspapers, and 7 community media newspapers. 126 nominations were received. On 21 May 2020, the committee met to consider the criteria and skills required to fill the 4 vacancies. The committee agreed to shortlist a maximum number of 20 candidates and unanimously resolved to interview the following candidates: Ms. Lishel Beru, Berry, Ms. Lishel Berry, Ms. Busisiwe Chimombe, Ms. Marina Clark, Ms. Benedict Mutian, Mr. Luzu Kobuku, Mr. Edwin Naidu, Mr. Lionel Adendorf, Ms. Nomfundo Kakaza, Dr. Ayanda Vilakazi, Ms. Blaise Kutsi, Mr. Simpiwe Mbabane, Ms. Brenda Leonard, Mr. Kondile Kedama, Advocate Leah Kumalo, Mr. Dumile Mateza, Mr. Hlengani Mathebula, Ms. Nikelwa Thengimfene, Ms. Rosie Mutene, Ms. Nolita Peterson, and Ms. Andiswa Ngwan. The committee conducted virtual interviews with all candidates over a period of 4 days from 26 to 29 May 2020. On 14 July, the committee met and recommended that the National Assembly approve its recommendation for the President to appoint the following 4 candidates to serve on the MDDA board in terms of Section 4 of the MDDA Act 2002. Mr. Hlengani Mathebula, Ms. Brenda Leonard, Ms. Andiswa Ngwana, and Ms. Marina Clark. This report will be tabled for consideration to the National Assembly upon approval by this committee. Thank you very much, Chairperson.
Thank you, Tembikosi. I think there's just one matter left. If you can just give certainty to members in relation to the 4 that's been recommended, whether the processes are complete in relation to qualification verification, as well as whether submissions in terms of the primary and secondary security check. That's a matter I would have not tied up. Ushu said we'll deal with it later. Thank you.
Yes, thank you, Chairperson. I can confirm with you that the 4 candidates' qualifications were verified by MIE upon request by our Parliamentary Human Resources Services, and all 4 qualifications came back positive. As I had explained, Chairperson, in regards to the SSA checks, we have not received them. The 4 candidates have submitted their fingerprints. They had submitted them on time. But as I had indicated, that there were also challenges with the in the SSA office, as everyone would be aware that we are currently faced with this pandemic that is affecting us all. So, Chairperson, except for the SSA checks, qualifications are verified and that come back positive. Thank you, Chairperson.
May I now open this to honourable members? This is the report of the subcommittee to the committee. If I can just get indication from those members who want to speak to the report. Especially those who were not in the subcommittee, because you already heard our views as the subcommittee members. Any takers, honourable members? So do I take it that the report, is that honourable Ntembu? And honourable Lisiba? I see you. So Honourable Ntembu followed by Honourable Lisiba.
A point of order.
Unmute your mic.
A point of order.
Yes, there's a point of order. And Honourable Mlala will understand this point of order.
Thank you, Chair.
And it's agreed to. All right. Honourable Ntembu, unmute your mic and speak. Mute your mic, Honourable Ntembu, and speak. Maybe there's a struggle there. Yes, speak.
Am I audible enough now, Honourable Chair? Yeah. Thank you very much.
Yes, we can hear you now. Thank you.
Listening to the reports and to the presentation, I just want to propose that we accept the four names as it is. Thank you very much. I want also to thank the work done by the subcommittee. They did a very good job. Well done. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Honourable Ntembu. Honourable Lisiba?
Thank you, Honourable Chair. I think Honourable Ntembu has taken my weight. I move to second that we adopt the report and thank the subcommittee for the good work. Thanks.
All right. Thank you, Honourable Members. I take it that in this instance the meeting agrees to the report, understanding that the issue of the security checks would continue. At least we're comfortable that the qualification verification also came positive. Probably by the time the report lands in the National Assembly, in the House itself, so would probably have received reports in that regard. But these are the names as agreed by the committee unanimously. If that is agreed, we can then look at the next item. Is that agreed, honourable members? That we move to the next item.
Agreed, Chairperson.
Thank you. The next item speaks to the budget votes as we looked at them, and I'm taking it that honourable members have had an opportunity of going through the reports, and if there are areas of concern, they would be able to raise those as part of firming up the report, but of course informed by the discussions and deliberations we've had previously. I'm not sure who's going to flight the report. Is it you, Ajola?
IT is ready, Chair. Which budget vote? Is it 4 or 30? Which one would you start with?
We'll start with 4, it's fine. And then 30. Vote 4, as we know, that's the one with an upward revision, that's CSIS, honorable members.
I'm just waiting on IT to fly to the chair. It will be done shortly.
Chair?
Is that Honorable Mokoena?
That is correct.
Yes, yes. You can speak, Honorable Mokoena.
No, just to clarify that I have obviously not looked at the report, so I'm not in a position to comment on it.
Thanks, Honorable Mokoena. I think it's understandable because also you were not in the discussions of the committee, but honourable members have been. Yes, we will take note of that.
Thank you, Chair. Thanks.
Please flight the report. Okay, so that's the report. We'll just go on a page by page, honourable members, just to be sure that if there are matters you want to correct, you can do that. On the first page, which talks to background and introduction. Move to the other page. Page 2. Move to page 3. Honorable members will just indicate on the page you want to speak to. Page 4. Move to the next page. Now we are on the observations and recommendations. I would just want to slow a bit there. On observations and recommendations, we can start on observations. Let's move, get to the next page. Recommendations. Nothing raised at this point. Can move to next point. Next, please. That takes us to the end of the report. I just get an indication if we are adopting the report for it to be considered in the House. Honorable members. Get those members who want to at least formally move. And that's Honorable Kubega.
Honorable Kubega.
Yes, Honorable.
Yes, I move for the adoption of the report, Chair, as it is.
Okay, Honorable Kubega, can I get formally a seconder?
Can I just ask a question?
Yes, Honorable Fandam.
I just want to be very clear about what it is. So this is
in essence, a sort of BRRR report. And what we are commenting on is not the full budget of the department, but the amendments that have been made to the budget. So I'm just trying to understand if it's that. I just don't want to rather be overly cautious.
Okay. No, thank you, Honorable Van Dam. You would remember that this is the point we tried to clarify in the portfolio committee, that we would have considered the strategic plan of the department and the APP, but then because we are aware that there will be a supplementary budget that would come, and it will either have it will either keep the budget as is or have downward or upward revision. And therefore, the focus was on the part where we have the revision of the budget, where the actual adjustment would have happened. So the report, as you can see in the main, whether it's observations or recommendations, it's how that adjustment affects the work of the department, as we would have seen the strategic plans and as well as the APP in that score. So we're focused on that, as you'd be aware, that we're not dealing with revised APPs and so on. It was purely on the adjustment, and that's why we're not really proposing new items per se. So that's the clarity, Honorable Fundam. But there's been a mover, if I can get a seconder, so that we move from this item.
Gumbu.
Honorable Gumbu.
Gumbu seconding the transmission of the report.
All right. Thanks, Honorable Gumbu. Are there objections to the report?
Chair, we reserve our position. We just need to take it through the usual procedures, as you would know.
No, thank you, Honorable Van Dam. In this score, it would mean that the committee has adopted the report, and that's what we'll send for the House for consideration. Having agreed on that, Honorable Members, can we get the next report slided? Honorable Members, we'll do the same with regard to this report. We'll just go again on a page by page and spend time in looking at observations and recommendations. As you are aware, there would have been a downward revision of the budget in terms of adjustment, in particular in the entity USASA, which is an entity reporting to the department and as well as the department itself. Please flight the document. On the first page, second page,
Chairperson, I can see.
Honorable Mlala.
I can see the blighted document on my. Please, can the IT intervene?
Okay, IT would intervene just to make sure that you do follow where we are in terms of the pages. We are now where we have the overview of the impact of the supplementary budget on the department. That's the page we're in. Can we move to the next page? We are now on the budget adjustment program. I'm trying to help Honorable Mlala whilst IT is fixing up the problem, that you can follow it from the document you received. We are now on was 2.2 and number 3 on implications of shifted funds on programs and projects. Let's move. Page 6. Then let's, we are now on observations. As I said, we'll hold a bit there on observations. On 4, my understanding was that the point on 4 would have been a concern raised, but after explanations from the minister and USASA itself on what the IDTVs are for and how they've been looked at were more complementary to what the basic education does. And in fact, we had agreed to integrate the point raised that in future would also need to look at how assistance is given in relation to connectivity and laptops. In the way it's put on A, it's more like from a negative point, when in fact it liberated a point and there was clarity given. So that will be the point one needs to make there. On Roman figure for under observation. Right. Yes, if we can just move to the next page, if there's nothing that members would raise here. Next page. Recommendations. On the recommendations, anything on page 8? I'm not sure if you want to speak. Honorable Gumbu, do you want to speak? Honorable Gumbu, do you want to speak? Please mute your mic then if you are not speaking, because the background sound is affecting us. Please move to the next page. Next page, please. Don't know, just go up. Just up a bit on, again, on the IDTVs on the recommendations. I just want the actual recommendation there. No, not on observations, on the recommendations. I just want where it talks to procurement. Next page.
Roman figure 10, Chair.
Roman figure
10.
Yes, 10. Yes. My understanding, Honorable McKenzie will correct me on this, because I think this emanated from the point you were raising, so that the committee is not accused of trying to adjudicate procurement processes. The understanding was that the report we needed was more of an assurance report that all processes would have been followed and that learning from the set of boxes, whether there may be legal challenges that will arise which will stall the program, so that we know what we do in terms of our oversight work. I'm saying if not clarified, it may look like we really are looking at the actual procurement. But correct me if I'm not capturing the point you were raising, which the committee was agreeing to, given the experience we're sharing on set of boxes, on Roman figure 10.
Chair, can I assist?
Yes, Honourable.
Chairperson, I agree with you entirely, and I think the way it's worded could be questionable. Perhaps just rephrase that to say present to the committee a report on the progress of the IDT project. I also think holding the department and the minister to a month, depending when this is adopted by the National Assembly, could be a bit tight or a bit loose. Yes, perhaps. We leave the timeline out. Thank you, Chairperson.
Okay. No, thank you, Honourable McKenzie. I just wanted to be sure that I have captured the point. So that is really the point I thought we should correct, so that it's not misunderstood to be a committee that wants to deal with the tenders per se instead of doing the oversight work we need to do. Having made those changes, Honourable Members, may I just check if there are any other matters to raise, otherwise I would need again a mover and seconder.
Thank you, Chair. I move for adoption.
Honourable Faku moves for adoption of the report to be considered by the House. Seconder.
Thank you, Chair. I second a report. I second Honourable Faku.
Thank you, Honourable Mtembu. I take it that it is the same comments that members would have made on the first report, that they will still process the matters through relevant structures in their parties. Otherwise agreed to, that the committee adopts the report. So the reports have been adopted, both of them, for consideration by the House. If that's agreed, we can then move to the next item.
Agreed.
Can we then move to the next item? The next item, as I said, we'll start with the first point on ICASA that relates to the remuneration, just for us to formally adopt the report before we get to the referral by the Speaker. Do you want to flag the report? But as I said, Honourable Members would have received that report. Please flag it. As I said, Honourable Members, it's a straightforward report which refers us to what the law expects as we respond to the letter from the President as referred to the committee by the Speaker. Page 1, nothing. On page 2, on the recommendation.
Sorry, Chair.
Yes,
thank you. Just to scroll down back a bit, where we talk about a freeze, I think a salary freeze.
Yes, that's also in the recommendation.
Yes, thank you, Chair. That's fine. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Honourable McKenzie. May I then get a mover, Honourable Members, for formal adoption of the report?
I move for the adoption of the report, Chair
Fakou. Thanks. Honorable Fakou moves. Can you get seconder?
I'll second it, Chair.
Honorable McKenzie seconds. I take it that the report is agreed to and will
agreed.
Be sent according to the House.
Yes.
That covers that point. We are doing very well, honorable members. In terms of time, which allows us to discuss the next item. I would, without a waste of time, get to the next item, which is the referral from the Speaker's office, a letter from the Minister. I take it that honourable members would have also received the letter's consent, and that the committee would need to deliberate. At this point, I must also say that we're also happy that amongst those that are in the meeting itself would be the Legal Department of Parliament, in case would want to defer some of the issues for legal counseling in that regard. So if we can just get the support staff just to indicate in relation to what has been referred to the committee for record purposes, and that we'll then be able to engage the matter immediately after that.
Temi Kosi will take the matter from your chairperson.
Thank you. I hope you are load shedded, so not on this one, so you must be here. You said.
Chairperson, I hope that, my apologies, I hope that we will not load shed at 8 o'clock as we are 2 minutes away from that. But I do have a backup generator. Chair, in the event that happens. Thank you, Chair. Chairperson and honorable members, we received a letter from the Office of the Speaker, which was accompanied by a letter from the Minister. Chairperson, the letters were shared with the members. However, the letter of the Minister was received on the 7th, Chair, and then it is dated the 30th of June 2020. That is now the letter from the Speaker, indicating to the committee that she had received a letter from the Minister of Communications and Digital Technologies, in which she raises a concern that some of the candidates recommended by the Assembly on 9 June 2020 for appointment to the Council of the ICASA, in terms of the ICASA Act as amended, do not possess the required skills. And the Minister also highlighted some of the skills required by councillors specifically to regulate the technological environment the country finds itself in, and requested that the appointment of the 6 councillors be staggered as per the letter which was shared with members. And this was forwarded to the committee for consideration and report. Subsequent to that, we also received 2 other letters, although those 2 other letters did not come directly from the Speaker, but the committee was copied on such letters to the Office of the Speaker. The one letter, Chairperson, which was also talking on the same subject, but also stating that Minister was able to only appoint 4 candidates. In this instance was Dr. Kia Betswe, Mr. Peter Zimri, Advocate Luthando Mkhumathela, and Yolisa Kedam. And then the last letter, Chair, indicated that if in the event that the committee would want to proceed with the 6 names, then the Minister would then, from the 4 names that I just mentioned now, then add the other 2 names, that of Dr. Charles Lewis and that of Ms. Dikeledi Moshi. And Chairperson, as we had, we've discussed the matter as the MEMCO and referred it to
the Office of the of Constitution of Office, our Office of Legal and Constitutional Development, and Chairperson, a legal opinion was received this afternoon, which was shared with your office. But we do have Ms. Fatima Ibrahim, who has joined this meeting specifically to also speak to this matter when the committee deliberate on it. So, Chairperson, that's the report from our side. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Tembinkosi, honorable members. That's the item we are dealing with, the referral from the office of the speaker. Having received the letter from the minister, that's what we are dealing with. So the committee would have to advise Parliament on its recommendation to Parliament in response to the letter received from the minister. At this point, I will check if members would want to speak or whether you would want the legal department to indicate the advice and parameters of the committee in terms of how we need to approach the item. So if members would want to speak now, then we'd allow them to speak or comments you want to make at this point. I see Honorable Van Damme's hand is up. Any other member who want to speak on the matter at this point? Honorable Van Damme?
Thanks, Chair. I think let's wait for...
I didn't hear. Is that Honorable Fana? You
yes,
are noted?
Myself.
Yes, you are noted. Yes.
Thanks, Chair. I will speak of the legal services. I think I just would like to hear the legal opinion on this. But we don't have this legal opinion. Can it please be sent to us? Because I haven't received it and I wasn't aware that legal services would be here. So can that please be provided to us as a matter of urgency? Thanks, Chair.
Honorable Gwena.
So, Chair, my understanding of this letter from the Minister is that she is questioning the decision of Parliament. Is that correct? Because I'm not sure how constitutional what she's doing is. I'm just speaking off the top of my head. Perhaps we should hear what legal has to say. But a decision has been made in Parliament. It's been ratified by Parliament. Then she brings it back to Parliament on what authority, I would ask, one. And then two, I think it would be more prudent for her if she disagreed to make the appointments as recommended and ratified by Parliament, but to also raise her issues with Parliament. I think that would be more sort of prudent. But I'm jumping the gun. I should also just wait for legal to express an opinion. Thanks, Chair.
Are there other members who would want to speak on the item? Otherwise, we'll just have to get the legal, as Tembinkosi says, received this afternoon. They are better placed to can tell a committee in that regard in a summarized version on how to respond. But it will also answer the point raised by Honorable Mokoena, whether you say it's questioning of the committee or not. So that matter will then be clarified. I'm told that you should be able to check your emails. There's a message to all of us as members that do check on your email so that when Ms. Ma speaks, at least you follow. May I just check? Yes, Honorable Majos.
Yes, Chairperson. I was checking. I thought maybe I by a mistake, maybe I did not see the letter. I do not have it on my emails. And as far as I'm concerned, I'm not quite sure how am I going to contribute to the discussions, because I've been checking on my email. I've not received that letter.
You are referring to the letter from the Speaker's office, Honorable Machos? The letter from the Minister, is it what you are referring to?
Yeah, from the Minister, Chairperson, that's what I'm referring to. So that's why I'm quiet. I'm not quite sure what is it, because I don't have the letter in front of me. And I've been checking on my emails. Maybe I made a mistake and did not see it, but it's not there.
Okay. Honorable McKenzie.
Thank you for recognizing me. I've just received in my email the legal advice from Tim Minkosi. But could I ask that perhaps we adjourn for a couple of minutes, just so we get an opportunity to read, and perhaps some of the other members have an opportunity for this to arrive in their email boxes? Thank you, Chair. I don't want to, I hope I'm not out of order. Thank you, Chair.
No, not really out of order. It will be good to do that. But the choice we have is whether we receive the presentation from legal or want to read it first and then have the presentation. But the time is not bad. We saved a lot of time. If we can agree, honorable members, that it's 9 past, we switch on our cameras as a sign of getting back in 2020. I mean, in terms of time. 20 past 8. That's what I mean.
Thank you, Chair.
Right. And at the same time, legal will then prepare the summary in terms of unpacking what they have.
Chairperson?
Yes?
Yes. If I could just request, Chair Hamdi, request Honorable Matruzi just to check the letters were shared yesterday at 19:25 with the members, and I see all three letters. The email would have come from my colleague, Hatch Rasali. So if she can just check the email that she received in the evening yesterday. Thank you, Chair.
Chairperson, I've also just sent it to the WhatsApp group. So all letters are there in the WhatsApp group.
Thank you. I guess we are now in 2020. So the time is 2020.
Tulo, can I make a suggestion?
Yes, Honorable Fandan.
Yes, Chair. We've all read the legal opinion, so I don't know if the other members require legal services to take us through it, but I would like to suggest that we go straight into discussion, unless, of course, other members have questions. Thanks, Chair.
May I just check, are we back, Honorable Members? I see Honorable McKenzie, you are back. Honorable Mulala, back.
Yeah, thank you, Chair, I'm back.
Honorable Kubeka, are you back? So it seems... Honorable Mukwena, are you back? Honorable Faku?
I'm back.
Yes, back. Honorable Faku?
Yes, sir.
Honorable Faku, are you back?
Yes, sir, please.
All right. Honorable Gumbo and Honorable Mthembu.
I'm back, Chair. Thank you.
I'm back, Chair.
No, I'm just doing it for record that we are all back and the meeting is still correcting to be able to make a decision on the matter. There's a proposal on the table that having gone through the legal opinion as honorable members, there's a suggestion that we probably get to the item itself. Unless members would want to put some clarity questions, or whether you still want legal to just give the summary of what they've put before us. Honorable McKenzie, I saw your hand up.
Thank you, Chairperson. I would just like to thank Ms. Ibrahim for the legal advice. It's very crisply put together and very easy to understand. So just on that basis, I would second Honourable Van Damme's proposal. Thank you, Chairperson. It was very, very well done, that advice. Thank you, Chair.
Okay, thank you, Honourable McKenzie. May I just check, Honourable Members, maybe let's start from a point if there are any clarities that members would want to get. You'll also comment on the proposal that's on the table, which is seconded. Any takers? May I then say that it would mean that there's agreement that we get to the item informed by the legal opinion. If that's the case, I will now invite members who want to speak on the item.
Van Damme, Chairperson.
Honorable Van Damme, you'll be one. May I just check who wants to speak on the item? It can be Honorable Van Damme alone. I'm sure there are members. Unless I don't see your names, maybe you've raised the hand in the system. Let me then look at you. Because I don't want to jump anyone now. So Honorable Fana, you want to speak, but I don't see it in the system. So members, if you can do the same, just indicate that you want to be noted. It's 24 past 8. Let's have those members to speak in the meantime.
Yeah, not me, Chair, as well.
Honorable Mulala.
Majozi.
Majozi. Let's start with those names for now. Honorable Fanda.
Chairperson, I'd just like to say thank you to Legal Services for the legal opinion. I am in agreement with it, it was my interpretation that I had of the ICASA Act, that while the minister is allowed to give input, her role really is just input, and the responsibility does lie with us as Parliament, particularly in that section that says that if Parliament does not agree with the minister's suggestion, we are allowed to change the list. So I view that process of sending the report to the minister as just in good faith seeking her input. That being said, I have never heard of what we've had to experience here. First of all, a minister questions the authority of the National Assembly, not just of this committee, of the National Assembly, because this report was adopted by the National Assembly. Second of all, surely she would have done the due diligence and checked whether the law allows her to do what she was proposing she does. She did not. And it is a grave embarrassment that this is the person who is the minister, who is responsible for such an important sector, and she doesn't know the basic law that applies to her department. And the fact that she's now sent three letters. First, she says, no, there's nobody suitable. She wants to only appoint four. We didn't do our jobs properly. Then she comes back and she says, no, these are the four that you can appoint. Then she comes back the third time. It's unacceptable, Chair. In fact, I believe she must be removed from her position. If this is a simple process like this, where her input is asked on ICASA, this is how she acts and this is how she conducts herself, it makes one shudder to think what she does in that ministry. She has no idea what she's doing and she must be removed from her position. So I would suggest that as a committee, we had names, and I would suggest that we stick to those names that we as a committee agreed on. And I think, I of course know that you will not support my public saying that she must be removed from her position. If that will not happen, can a very strongly worded letter be sent to her expressing utter dissatisfaction in the way that she's conducted herself? It's very, very embarrassing. And if I was her, I'd be very deeply embarrassed. Thank you, Chair.
Honorable Mokwena, I'm sure you've already answered yourself, Honorable Van Damme, on the politicking side, the removal and all that. Dealing with something that is not the purview of the committee. But you've made your point in relation to the item before us. Honorable Mokwena.
No, thanks, Chair. This is a first. I've never heard of this kind of thing before. It's extremely disappointing for the minister, and I think the fact that the speaker even forwarded this letter to the committee, I suppose in her duty she had to do so, but this is extremely disappointing. The minister is setting a precedent which must not be entertained by Parliament ever again. It is not possible for Parliament to take a decision that decision to be ratified by Parliament and sent to the executive. And then the executive brings it back. On what basis? On what constitutional platform is she giving herself the latitude to do what she's doing? It's not done. It's not done, and I think it must be communicated to her. Perhaps she's communicating as a human being, trying to get a conversation going. Or we're not running a conversation. It's not a personal conversation that we're having with her. This is Parliament. This is government. There are rules. There's a constitution. There are brackets, and she must abide by those. This is extremely disappointing. Without politicking and saying that she must be removed, I would say instead that a letter must be written to her to explain to her what her duties are. But also a letter must be written to the president to explain to him what his executive is doing. The people that report to him, because they represent him. They represent his tenure as a president. And I'm extremely disappointed by the minister for this action. Thanks, Chair.
The Honorable Molala.
Yeah, thanks, Chair. Maybe firstly, I must thank Ms. Abraham for the legal opinion. And I think echo the sentiments of Honorable Mackenzie that they have done a splendid work in terms of the summary. And in their recommendation, I think in summary, they are saying Parliament should not accede. That's their summary. But maybe as an addition to their presentation, because they've done a summary, maybe they could have also touched on the separation of powers. Who does? But they've done that maybe in a smart way, so that in future we don't have a similar incident. But from where I'm sitting, I think the legal opinion, in my view, stands. It's a basis on which the administration should write back to the minister via the speaker's office. And with those words, I will pause for now. Thanks.
Honorable Matos.
Thank you, Chair. I firstly, Chair, let me just start by saying that the minister knows that she's not above a national parliament. And with this legal opinion that we're getting now, she should have known then that her powers are limited when it comes, especially when it comes to ICASA. So we've known that they've always had hurdles, so we didn't know that they were this bad that she could also think that she will recommend that we change some of the names because they don't have the expertise in that. I'm not sure how then as a singular person you think that your wisdom is more than of those who are more than six. I mean, it doesn't make sense. But nonetheless, I agree with the three previous speakers that a letter must be written to the minister. And maybe let us also strongly emphasize on the fact that this set of precedents would not be allowed in the committee because we can't have a committee and have a subcommittee that will deal with the interviews, with the shortlisting, with everything, and then you come and second our the names that were submitted to the National Parliament that you don't think that they were proper. I mean, that is not proper on its own. So, yeah, I would second that. Let us write that letter to the minister and tell her that, it's not acceptable at all, Chairperson. Thanks.
The Honourable Kubega.
Thank you, Chair, and also thank you for the opportunity that you have given to me as one member of this committee in order that we must try to share and advise one another based on those letters, as we can see that those letters are from the Office of the Speaker to us. As we know that as this committee, we were having a strong belief to say us as a committee, we wanted to build, to assist, to give a support on all these entities that we are leading. Chair, let me seize this opportunity by saying the subcommittee have done its job very exceptional well, following all the processes as they were decided to have whatever things to put aside in order that they must try to put everything on the interest of ICASA for the whole country of South Africa, in order that they must know that the service delivery is the one thing that we want to see happening in this country. So let me say, Chair, I don't want to speak more things as the other members have raised, but at the moment, let's consider to this issue that is in front of us to say, as this committee, we have done our job and we have appreciated those members who manage to deal with all issues, because they have been guided also by the advert to say what actually the ICASA needs. So we have presented ourselves, recommended everything that we have done. I think the committee have done well, exceptionally well there. So I'm saying we are still on that note to say the committee have recommended. We are still there motivating to say it's us who will lead as we manage to risk everything to say, let's put South Africa first. So by so saying, other issues, I think other members have raised to say, we are not here by mistake or by default as the committee. And we have our part that we need also to deal with it. As the minister also is having her own space where she can do whatever, where she wants to advise. But let me say, I'm fully supported the recommendation that the committee have done. We are still on that note to say we are moving in that direction. Thank you, Chair. I think I will come on the other second round.
May I just check if honorable members, they are still matters that they want to raise on this matter before we summarize it, because I think you've made up your points, but I also don't want to close you out yet. Honorable Kubeka, looking at the second round, Honorable Mulala said he was raising the point for that moment, so I'm not sure if you would want to still come back on the issue. Otherwise, I thought points have been made. We probably need to just summarize our way forward in that score. You want to come on the second round, Honorable Funder?
Yes, Chair. I just
You will be following Honorable Funder.
Chair, I'd like to make a suggestion. In terms of the committee, we had an extensive debate regarding the list of candidates, and there was an order of preference. I don't see a situation where after those lengthy deliberations, and I'm saying this as a person who didn't necessarily get the list that I wanted, but we deliberated with extensive discussions, and I don't think we'll change our positions. We have a list, and the top six on that list, I would suggest that be the names that are, I don't know if we will once again have to go to the National Assembly. I believe that's what we'll have to do. So can we take those top six names, take them to the National Assembly, and we can proceed in that manner? And I agree, a very strongly worded letter must be sent to the Minister. Thank you, Chair.
The Honourable Fako.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chair, I think let us welcome the legal opinion from Parliament. Chair, I think what is important that we have received the legal opinion and members have raised issues. The legal opinion is very clear, but what is not clear on, remember, it explains everything, but when it goes to the way forward, I think this is the point that Mulalo raised, to say that, like even the issue that Honorable Van Damme is raising, to say that there was a priority. But if you look at the way forward, I think it's up, the way forward, I'm just trying to open this document.
Mute your mic, Honorable Van
Damme.
Yes, we can hear you now. You are back. Can you speak?
The legal opinion, Chair, is very clear to say that as Parliament, as a committee, we have done everything that we were supposed to do and we did it correctly. Now, when it comes to the background, the number three, which says that the National Assembly adopted the report of the committee and now it falls on the minister to exercise her discretion by appointing 6 persons from the proposed list of 10 to serve as councillors. On this point, Ms. Kandam is raising. I hope Ms. Abraham is here, or the person who has written this document, just to clarify us, because the committee had a priority. But on the background of number three, this statement changes the whole thing. If she can maybe explain this point, Chair.
Honorable Mula.
Yeah, Chair. I just wanted to make an input on what Honorable Van Damme has raised, né? Because I don't think it will be proper for us to take the 6 names to National Assembly when the minister has not appointed the 6 names. That's why I said initially that the recommendation of the legal opinion is that we don't accede, because the 3 letters does not necessarily give us the 6 names. It gives us 4 and it says, if you agree, then the remaining 2. So it does not necessarily give us the 6 names. Now, that's why I was saying the legal opinion, for me, it's okay. It says we don't accept the minister, we should appoint the 6, and then we take that list to the National Assembly. But we can't then appoint arbitrarily. Minister must then finalize the list, and then it come back to us. Then we can take it to the National, once we are satisfied in terms of what the legal opinion says. So I think we are in agreement. Maybe it's just a technical thing that Mrs. Ibrahim should clarify on that part. But I think I'm satisfied with the legal opinion that we don't accede as Parliament to the request of the minister. So the minister obviously then will have to do what she's supposed to do. Thanks, Chair.
Chair, thank you, Honorable Mulala. I'll now give Honorable Kubeka, and I know that Honorable Faku still wanted a clarity on that point Tracy raised. But before I ask Ms. Abrams to speak to the matter, let me give you Honorable Kubeka I'll probably speak after yourself so that when she responds, she responds to all matters. Yeah.
No, I was saying, Chair, on that statement said by Mr. Mulala to say the minister is not yet giving us the names. Can I get the clarity, because I've yet Tembinko seats himself, he has read the four and also said there's another two that they if we are not agreeing, she puts another two. Can I get the clarity there, maybe to Tembinko's, to say how many names did he read to us? Thanks.
Yeah, no, thanks. Honorable Van Damme, if you can just keep your hand down for now. Can keep it down. Because I also have the responsibility to guide the meeting. Honorable members, just a reminder, you have three letters. The first letter was talking about given an opportunity to appoint four, it didn't have names. And that instead of six, it's four. The second letter is on the same basis, but it then gives you the four names that you referred to, Honorable Mulala. But the third letter recognizes that there may be a point that Parliament may want to go for six, and it then adds two on that four. It has the four, and then it's got a paragraph that says, in an event that Parliament would still want to fill all six vacancies, then additional two names are put forward. So you have six names that the minister talks to. So that is clarity on what we are dealing with. Not acceding to. Then.
Chairperson.
No, Honorable Mulala, you'll have the chance to speak. I'm just explaining the three letters that also Honorable Kubeka wants clarity on. So I'm saying if you read the letters, there are names put. It's not like the first one. First one had that. Second one had four names. The third one also says that in case Parliament goes the sixth route, so these are the two additional names to make it six. What is a discussion on the table is that if you are not acceding to that, it means we are reverting to the names that we submitted as six, of which in the names that the minister has put, whether it's additional two to the four, five of the names are the names that apply in terms of the recommendations on the six, except the sixth name, which was not in that order. So that's the point that I think Honorable Fandam was raising in the beginning, was to say not acceding to means that we are looking at the six names as we have put forward, right? So not acceding means you are now responding to the letters of the minister, no longer your original report of 10 people to the parliament. But as I say, I would want when Ms. Abrams speaks to also clarify that point, because before us, we have letters from the minister with names. And if you want to go the six vacancies, these are the additional two names that are putting forward. So that's basically that. I'm just saying all other matters, I think we can deal with them in the summary. But that's the item before us, is to respond to the letters that are received from the minister. That's what the referral is. So that at least when we discuss, we are one on what we're discussing. If Tim Gosi has a different explanation on the three letters and whether there are no names and so on, I think he can do that. But having read the letters myself, that's how I understand them. There are letters that are before us. So if you want to come in, Honorable Mulala, you can then speak. I was just helping also Honorable Kubeka, because she needed to know this part.
And myself as well, Chair.
Yes. Is it Honorable Fana?
That is correct.
Okay. Honorable Mulala?
Yeah, Chair, I think you explain it very well. I think in the legal opinion, what we need to understand is that minister has appointed four, and then on the remaining two, she says if Parliament does not accede to the re-advertisement, then she puts two names. Now, that's the area where I think Honorable Kubeka need clarity on. Because then the question is, does then Parliament appoint the two on the basis that it does not accede? And the four, it's what the minister has recommended. Or we take the option of Honorable Van Damme, take the six names, which in this regard means we have disregarded the proposal of the minister and take it to the National Assembly. That's why I think maybe let's allow the legal people to clarify that part, because the first two letters are very clear. I don't have a problem with the first two letters. But the last letter, then that's where I have a slight misunderstanding. Maybe legal opinion will clarify me. Thanks, Chair.
Honorable Mukwena?
Chair, the Constitution is very clear on procedure on these matters. The CAFRA Act is very clear on procedures on these matters. We cannot even consider whether it's the first letter or the second letter or the third letter. It can't be considered. Because once we do that, we then cross the separation of powers. We have a minister here who, and we've been here before, where she has come to Parliament and she has said that she's going to make recommendations towards the amendment of acts. And she doesn't discuss it with Parliament. She goes into a corner office and tries to make decisions there. This is how we messed up processes in the time of Minister Mutambi, where she would go to a corner office and make decisions and think that she can impose those decisions on Parliament. We should not allow this. A decision has been made by Parliament. The minister must implement. It is that simple. We should not even be thinking about this issue of whether we're returning four names or this. Parliament has made the decision, and we must put our foot down so that the minister understands her place as a member of the executive. Because we're crossing lines here now. Thanks, Chair.
Thanks, Honorable Mukwena. Thembinkosi, I'm sure I've covered your point. I want to give to the legal side to respond holistically. Honorable Kubeka?
Yes, Chair. When the legal will try to cover up us with the responses, can I just ask to the legal, because I think somehow the minister also, she's got a role to play. Can they just clarify to us what is the role of the minister immediately after we have been recommended? What is she supposed to do according to the Act? Thank you, Chair.
Ms. Abrams?
Good evening, Chair and Honourable Members. Chair, I'm going to skip straight to the process because it seems that that's where there's a little bit of confusion. The first part of the process is that the House recommends a number of names. It's 1.5 times the number of vacancies to be filled. And we had a discussion in the last meeting as to whether that should be 9 or 10, and we decided on 10, which was a greater number. The purpose of that, Chair, is to give the minister some discretion in the appointment. So of those 10 names, or even more, if we were to recommend more, the minister must now choose her preferred 6. Notwithstanding that, the Act goes on to say that if the minister, in choosing her final list, then isn't giving effect to the requirement that the board must be broadly representative in terms of skill, or even in terms of the population group, then we can confer with the minister again, and we can raise those concerns with her. So an example of that would be, Chair, if we were to give a list of 10 or 11 names, and let's say by way of example, we've listed 2 people who are attorneys who have a legal background, and the minister then proceeds to choose both of those people, whereas the committee, when compiling that list, thought either one of these lawyers would be a good lawyer to have on that council. Then we may go back and say, you've already got a lawyer. Why are you now choosing another one? We believe that you actually need another skill that you're missing. So there is certainly discretion for the minister, and the only role for Parliament after she chooses them is for us to determine whether the names she's now chosen out of the 10 that we've given her, if they meet the requirements of the skill set. So what's left to be determined now by the committee, Chair, is my understanding is of the 6 names that she's recommended, and she has indeed recommended now 6. That's the way I understand the letters. I see that she's made 1 deviation. If I'm correct, she's taken candidate number 10 and put that candidate in and removed 1 other candidate from the list. So what the committee must now decide is whether they're satisfied with that or not. If we're not satisfied, we need to go back to the minister and ask her to reconsider her decision, and we need to give reasons why she should reconsider in light of what the required skill set is, Chair. I hope that clarifies it. But certainly, we're not going to go back to the House and ask the House to confirm the names. The House has already confirmed the 10 names. So there's no need to go back to the House and ask the House to adopt a report on that. The next step that should happen is that on receipt of the names, which we've now received, we should either be liaising with the minister or otherwise instructing the minister to proceed if we're in agreement, Chair. Thank you.
That is the interpretation given. May I now allow members to speak? I know that it's 9:02. That technicality, Honorable Van Damme, 9:02 now.
Okay.
If I may just check whether the ICT people, I think we are still covered for a few minutes after 9, because we must be thorough in dealing with the item before us. I just hope that you are making a provision in that regard. I will now take hands for comment after this clarity that has been given by Ms. Abrahams from the legal side. If honourable members can now raise their hands now that they are questions have been answered. Can I get an indication first who want to speak?
Me, Chair.
I see Honorable Van Damme, you want to speak. Can I get other names, honorable members? Because after this round, we probably have to summarize. Honorable Mkwena. Can I get other names? Honorable Kubega.
Majozi.
Honorable Majozi. Is your hand up, Honorable Mlala? Honorable Mlala. In that order. Honorable Fatou.
Thanks, Chair. I would just like to disagree with legal services in terms of the process. So what the process is, as I understand it, We interview, give a list to the National Assembly. National Assembly approves list. List is sent to Minister. Minister chooses her name. Then the list goes back to us to approve, and then the National Assembly. So what we've done now is fulfilled all those steps. We've gone and sought input from the minister, and now we're saying, yes, we've received your input. This is how we're going to proceed. And then the report has to go back to the National Assembly. So as I have suggested, we stick to our original list. One of the reasons is that I simply do not have the confidence in the minister and that she's applied her mind correctly to this matter, given just all the unprecedented illegal actions that she's done. So the report absolutely does have to go back to the National Assembly. Let's stick to our original list. And if we've run out of time, Chair, can we also meet tomorrow. I think we need to thoroughly ventilate this. Thanks, Chair.
Honorable Mokoena, followed by Honorable Honorable Mokoena.
The minister is being dodgy in a very serious way, because she's literally questioning the list that has been given to her by Parliament. She and it's not done. Whether it's one deviation or two or three, she has gone outside of the brackets of her rights as a minister. And it's not a hierarchy thing, it's a separation of powers. Because once we allow that to happen, we're setting a precedent, which we'll find untenable later on, and will end us up in all kinds of constitutional entanglements, so to speak. So the decision has been made by Parliament. The names have been given to her. She must do what she's supposed to do. Choose the names. The names must then be given back to Parliament. Parliament ratifies and appointments are made. That's it. That's how it works. She can't come back with a new name. And then we sit here as a committee governed by a constitution and we consider that. It's not done. Thanks, Chair.
The Honorable Majosi. Honorable Majosi?
Yes, Chair. No, after Honorable Mokoena, it was Honorable Gupika. That's why then I thought maybe you made a mistake, but it's fine. I think, Chairperson, because we went through the processes as the subcommittee and we also reported to the committee that would submit these names according to their priority. And then we did that, and the report went to Parliament, it was approved. And then now what needs to be done, simple Chairperson, we must just write it to the minister, tell her that it is unfortunate that we cannot accept I'm not sure what is it, because now from legal, it's that the minister must reconsider. It's not the minister that was forwarding the names. It's not the minister that was interviewing. So I'm not sure what is it that she is reconsidering, because we must just say it firmly that those, as a priority list, those six names, those are the names that she must appoint. We did not make a mistake by doing so. I think that is the best option, Chair. Thanks.
Honorable Kubega.
Thanks, Chair. What I wanted just to be clear, it was that one of saying somewhere, somehow, the minister is having a part to play there, because as the factor, the crack of the matter is that we can't also take those powers as it is there as an act. But what I'm saying also, I'm saying we have played our role with all those processes, as we are saying, all of us, and Honorable Nabulu Majosi, she's raising, also an Honorable Fandam, to say, let the minister, because now these names are coming back to us in order that we can understand that are we fully agreed with whatever changes that is she doing, or are we saying we are still satisfied with those six names that we have identified in that order of priority. So as now we are saying we are fully satisfied with those six names in that order of priority, Chair. So let just those names be sent to the Parliament as it is a procedure. I agree with Honorable Fandam to say it needs also to go back to the Parliament. Thank you, Chair.
The Honorable Mulala. Our time is fine. Okay. Honorable Mulala.
Yeah, thank you. I think I'm a bit covered, except just for one point, that I wanted to know from here, well, the issue of writing back to the minister is fine. It's fine. I don't think there's an issue. The issue for me is maybe before I finalize my comment, I want Mrs. Abrahams to come back a little bit and clarify that gray area, whether the process is finalized here or the process is still going to go back to the National Assembly, as Mrs. Fandam is, Honorable Fandam is proposing, so that we get clarity. But I think I'm satisfied with the response generally of the legal service, that maybe what we should be discussing is whether we retain the names that we had initially, or we accept the new name that has been put in. But I think the general view is we stick to our names as we have agreed. But the point is, what is the process from here? Because I think that's where there's a gray area. Maybe before you summarize, Chair, just Ms. Abrahams to come back and say process from here, because both Honorable Majosi and Fandam were saying the process is from here back to National Assembly. And if she can clear that, I think you can then summarize. I'm comfortable.
Chair? I give to... to Ms. Ibrahim, I'll give to Thembi Nkosi. You wanted to raise one point?
Yes, thank you very much, Chair. I must, I think it's important to indicate that the letter, the first letter that was referred, that the Speaker had written to you, was clear. That the matter is for consideration and report, which means then that Chairperson, once we've considered the letter, then we'd have to report to the National Assembly. Chair, that was the letter dated 30th July. The other two letters, Chair, one which contains the four names, and the other one, which contains then the four names with the two additional names, then we received them as they were being sent to the office of the Speaker, and of course this committee copied, of which such communication is like the first letter that the Speaker would refer to the committee for consideration and report. So I think, Chair, it's important that we do report back to the National Assembly after we have considered the letter of the minister. It's also, Chairperson, maybe my advice, but I will correct it by legal services if I'm I'm incorrect. If we take into consideration the last letter, which has six names, however, not in order of priority, as one name was on number 10. What the committee can do, because the five names are there, can perhaps, Chair, this is just advice from my side, because they are on the order of priority as per the committee recommendation. Maybe the committee accept the names and then raise an issue then with the name that does not fall on that order. Perhaps the committee also indicates why it prefers that top six. So, Chairperson, reporting to the House, yes, we'll need to report to the House. The matter is referred to the committee for consideration and report, so which means it must go back to the House again. Whether the committee says, Chairperson, we stick with the top six as our order of priority, that must go to the House. But I think, Chairperson, it would just assist this committee, because if it sticks to the order of priority, then five names are on the letter, which are in that order, and maybe the committee can then to the Assembly report on the five names and then raise the issue of the sixth name and request that the minister appoint as it had recommended. But like I said, Chairperson, legal services is here, but procedurally, if something is referred to us for consideration and report, we have to report back to the House. Thank you, Chairperson.
May I give to legal?
Chairperson, the committee secretary is correct. The reason that the Act says that we need to give the minister a list that's 1.5 times the number of vacancies is precisely because the minister has a level of discretion in the decision. Therefore, we should have given 9, we gave 10, that's fine. But she can choose her preferred candidates from that list. The only time that the National Assembly has a role to play once she's listed her preferred candidates is if we are of the view that in terms of subsection 3, those preferred candidates don't meet the requirements for the skill set. Now, that's why Temu Kosi is 100% correct. What needs to happen now, Chair, is that the committee must apply its mind to the sixth vacancy, because that name differs to the order in which we initially agreed on. When doing so, the committee then must have a reason based on the provisions of subsection 3 as to why it disagrees that candidate number 10 should not be appointed. It cannot simply be because we prefer candidate number 6 over candidate number 10. It must be that if we appoint candidate number 10 over candidate number 6, that's going to change the skill set that's required, or it's going to make the council not representative. That is the issue that must be decided. So in other words, if the committee is unhappy with that, what must go back to the House then is a report that says that we now need to request the minister to review her recommendation. If we agree with the minister, then the report will simply say that we agree with the minister and she may now proceed to make the appointments, Chair. But she certainly does have a discretion, and that is exactly the reason why we give her more names than the vacancies allow. And the Act is very clear in that regard, Chair.
Members, my take is that you've been clarified on the questions that you had, including the role that the minister has in terms of the Act. Otherwise, Parliament would have not sent the recommended names to the minister if the minister didn't have a role to play. However, I think what the committee is raising is that in the six names that were recommended in the order of priority, compliance to the legislation was looked at in terms of the set of skills. And therefore, not acceding to the other name outside of prioritized names does not mean that we do not take into account the role that the minister needed to play. But just like Legal is saying, it then changes the skill set. In this instance, our motivation should still be about maintaining a broader sense of the skill set. So it's not like we are not responding to the letter of the minister. We are responding to that. So it's not merely about because the names were prioritized, canvassed, and so on, but we also looked at the skill sets. In the skills that have been listed in the legislation, amongst others, it's an issue that relates to postal services background. And that's the only one taken out, and we're bringing another ICT when you have many of those already on those that are appointed. This is in the letter of the minister, by the way, if you look at the tables that are there, where it also shows expertise. You can easily contrast the expertise with the ones that are in the fore. That, in fact, it changes in that way. So if you keep to the six, it's about ensuring that those the broader mix of the skills is there. And I think Legal put it nicely to say, in any way, it is not possible to have all in the numbers that you have. But you have to try and be broad as possible. May I then suggest, honorable members, that in the letter that we write, we have to be able to motivate from the point of the set of skills in compliance to that section 3, which the minister also quoted. And that 6 gives us that balance. Second issue is that in the way the committee would have looked at the recommendations before, it had taken into account other imperatives. Honorable Mlala, if you can mute your mic. if you can mute the mic, yes, thank you. It has also taken into consideration other imperatives. The society we seek to build, which therefore looks at the non-racial character, the skills needed. So it's not just one excluding the other. As well as on the point of gender, the committee would have looked at gender as in the total constitution of the council of ICASA, which leaves you with 5-4 and the 5 on the male side of things. It's because you also needed to address a non-racial character, which is not only, as I said, about non-racial, but excluding the skills. But if you look at the skills brought, they address some of the concerns, whether you talk emerging technologies and so on. That skill captures that. Otherwise, we may discuss until the morning whether we understand the role or not understand the role of the minister. And my take is that the minister would have also appreciated that Parliament has not faltered in the processes. Neither has it broken any legislation as the legislation stands today. But however, she was also trying to advise Parliament differently, and Parliament is saying we are not acceding to. We ask her to review in line with what has been proposed because it is informed by the skills. I think one of the candidates that have been, if you can just remind you, one of the candidates that would have led the CASA before, one of the things they've raised was that the postal services side of things has been left unattended, and yet we talk about convergence of the regulator. So in that way, we would have at least responded to the letter, and the letter had 6 names. So only one name which was different from the prioritized names we had, and we still need the skill that has been taken out. I think in that way we would have managed it better, honorable members, and we can then write back to Parliament on our recommendation and advise the minister accordingly. This is how I want us to summarize the meeting, having listened to all the engagements in the House. Is that agreed, honorable members?
Yes,
agreed, Chairperson.
Chair? Yes, honorable Mukwena?
No, I just want to say there's a reason why you are a chair and we're not.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, thank you, Honorable Quell. So the summary is agreed. So I take it that that would have been the approach. I hope that our minute takers have taken note of what we've put forward so that it's part of the recommendations. We'll also attach, as I said, the skills and the expertise of the people that we would have forwarded, so that the justification is really on the basis of what the Act requires us to do. I take it that there are no other items that are following, or the committee secretary says he didn't say it well.
Items,
okay. Chairperson, my apologies. I thought that...
you, Honorable Kubega, I'll come back to you. I just wanted to be sure that
yes, Chairperson, I know that at the beginning I said it confidently that my generator will assist me, but I think that it's still assisting me, Chair, but probably the problem is with the operator, with the network operators now, Chairperson. So, Chair, just so that I'm clear, Chairperson, so the decision of the committee is that the decision of the committee stands, which is the six as prioritized based on the skill set that the committee considered during the process. Chairperson?
Yes, you've captured us well. Of course, as Honorable Mukwena would have said, surely the committee would allow the chair to see that you would have put before it goes, that it captures the essence of our discussion, reference to law, more than anything else, the processes that we have followed, and that's it. And then we'll attach the set of skills that are there and what we lose in the case of that exclusion and increasing skills that are already there. Honorable Kubega?
Chair, can you repeat it? Are you saying the final recommendation that you are putting, you are saying we are recommending the all these six names, or I just want to check, as we, Thembi Nkosi was trying to advise also on that side of saying, can we appoint five? In order that we must face to give to give a minister that liberty, as we know that somehow she's having, according to the Act, the right just to raise, as Mayor Fatima was trying to explain to us. Can I get a clarity there? The final answer, are you saying, are we recommending the whole six names, or are we taking these five and then remaining with this one? Okay. Thank you.
Honorable Kubek and probably other members, all I was summarizing was the discussions of the meeting, that we have got submission of six names by the minister. I think that's what Tim Bingos was trying to explain, of which five are already in the six that you prioritized.
Yes.
It therefore means that we disagree with one name that has been added,
yes,
and that we stick to the six. the argument advanced relates to the skill set that the committee has considered a broad sense of skills available. And at this point, you would have one skill from postal background out, and you've increased the ICT policy and so on. And I'm saying it's in the letter of the minister. So the minister is advised to review, as the Act says, of course, appreciating the fact that we have referred these recommendations to the minister because of the role the minister needs to play as provided for by the Act. And the same Act provides that Parliament, having received those, can still advise differently. And that's what the committee would have agreed upon. We will also attach the set of skills so that it's not an issue of just arguing, but show that there was application of mind throughout the processes that we followed as the committee. Hence, we are advising differently. That is it, Honorable Kubeka. It's six names.
Okay, thank you, Chair.
Thank you.
Hey, Chairperson, are you closed?
I'm not sure if you'd want to do another star. So that at least we're clear what we are reopening now.
Chair, I'm not reopening anything.
You're not Honorable Mlala. So it's Honorable Mlala wanted to speak. So I just want to know what you would want us to do.
No, Chair, I think you've summarized correctly. But maybe there's just a slight misunderstanding on whether that asking of the minister to review goes to the National Assembly or it goes direct to the minister and then to the National Assembly. I think that's what Honorable Kubeka was not clear about. So if you clarify that.
Honorable Mlala, that point was clarified because legal also agreed that indeed it's correct that the referral to us is for consideration and reporting back. So this is the report that we give back to the speaker who referred the matter to the committee. So remember that the minister would have written to the speaker in response to Parliament recommendation. The speaker, having considered the letter from the minister, referred to the committee that was tasked by Parliament to process the matter and report back. So from where I'm sitting, there's an understanding that we are responding to the referral, as the item says, from the National Assembly Speaker, who will then relate the matter to the Assembly as well as the Minister, knowing what the recommendation of the Assembly is, having considered her response. So I understood it to have been cleared then. That's why I said, can we then discuss having had this clarity? So it's clear. It's unless you don't agree that we must then write to the minister. But we must respond to the National Assembly Speaker who referred the matter to us.
Yeah, but
that's what we're doing.
But the matter is for the NHA.
Yes, Honorable Kubeka, this question was also asked on your behalf. As I said, you were clarified on this matter that it goes back there because it's been referred to us from there.
Yeah.
Chair, can I ask something?
Chair?
Honorable Honorable Mukwena.
I think, Chair, now I'm so confused because everyone is coming up with something. You are summarizing, this one is talking this and this one is talking this. I think we need to be straightforward when we talk about this issue. The way I understood the legal department, they were saying that if we don't agree with the names, we must then write as a committee to the minister, motivating reasons why we don't. Why are you laughing, Sandam? Why am I out of order?
How?
No.
Don't be focused. Continue, please.
Honorable Fagu, the reason I have asked that people switch off their video cameras.
Aye, man, we must not undermine here. You must
because they may be reading their own things and react in terms of their expression, and it will.
No, sir, don't defend Van Damme when he's doing something that is wrong. Let me speak to her anyway. Siyambola, I guess she's even opening her mic.
Can you ask Van Damme?
You must ask us. Say, if we are not allowed to speak in the committee, you must tell us so that we allow Van Damme to talk.
Mute your mic and then switch off your camera.
Chairperson, I am listening to this. Chairperson, I am listening to this.
Please switch off your camera, Mulana. Allow Princess to speak.
I was laughing at her, but since she's feeling self-conscious, I'll switch it off.
Switch it off. That's it.
No. You see, Chair. One thing that we must make sure that there's fairness in your committee. We are not going to be undermined, me especially by Van Damme. She must have a way. I can never be intimidated by her in any
Chair,
way.
Just a point of order, Chair. I'm sorry to interrupt Honourable Faku, but really, when we refer to Honourable members, we use either Ms. Van Damme or Honourable Van Damme. Just on that point, it's now the third time that Honourable Faku has addressed Honourable
Van Damme. But you must be consistent also, thank you, Chair. Honourable Karamon. You must also be consistent, Mr. McKenzie, when you raise these issues, because Honourable Van Damme normally calls us here by name and you never say so. But point taken, let me continue, Chair.
Continue, Honourable Faku.
What I'm saying, Chairperson, what I need clarity, because now I'm confused, because you have summarized the meeting and the meeting is coming up again. What is legal saying? Because legal is saying that as a committee, if we don't agree, because I think we agree with the first five names, if we don't agree with the last name, what we then need to do is to write to the minister and say that, because of the reasons that you have stated, telecommunication, blah, 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 why have you substituted? Because we have put these people according to the order of priority. That is how I understood legal. But now, again, there's an issue that the names is going to the National Assembly. So I just need a clarity on that, Chair. Thanks.
Honorable members, I'm still going to give legal for fairness. But your questions are not in relation to the summary. It is about the process. So the summary was agreed. It's been about the process, which, as I indicated, the committee secretary explained this point, and legal came back to indicate that, yes, that is correct, actually. That it's sent to us for consideration and reporting back. That's what we have before us. Please, Ms. Ibrahim, if you can come back again to clarify this point about from here where to in terms of the process.
Before that, Chair, can I ask, because I'm still maintaining today, we are saying the five names, there is no transmesh. We are agreeing with those five names. Can it be very clear to say, these names, we are agreeing with those five names. So if it's like that, it means we are taking these names as saying that the committee is adopting, which means those five names. I need to be clear there, Chair, to say except this one that we are talking. Mefatima will come in order that to clarify us, because I'm saying the five names. It's our five names that we were saying they are in the order of priority.
say we are approving those five names except this one name. What are we saying with this one name now to have a way forward, Chair? That's where I wanted the clarity. Thank you.
Okay. Ms. Fatima Ibrahim, you will speak to the process side. Let me repeat, honorable members. You had six names that you submitted to the National Assembly in order of priority. The minister has responded, and I will speak to the last letter. Speak about four names. In the case Parliament would want to proceed with six, here are the additional two names. She then adds two names. In the two names that she's adding, one of the names, to be specific, was number six, Dr. Charles Lewis. Then put the other name, I think that will be number nine, Ms. Mushi. Then the committee says, we stick to the six names that we submitted in the order of priority, meaning that the five names that are covered in the priority are not a matter of discussion. We are asking the minister to review the sixth name on the basis of our initial decision that we are looking at the six names as they were submitted. But in the motivation, it relates to Section 3 that talks to the skills, and therefore we agree that the skills must be brought, and this is what the committee considered at the time. And we agreed that we'll contrast the skills that are recommended to what you already have there, so that it's understood that that skill is still needed, and that's one that's missing in there. So it's six names in that way. Five names, the minister has agreed with what has been sent by Parliament. Then the last one, that's where the change is. And that's a submission we are making. Now, Ms. Ibrahim will then say, where do we submit them? That's process to answer that question. But as I said, it would have been answered before, but let's still do it for fairness sake.
Chairperson, sorry, before Mrs. Ibrahim, I think, Chair, can I come in, please?
Yes, Honorable Umlala, on.
Yes, Chairperson, I think your summary is correct. What you are missing is just a small thing. The summary is correct. I don't think there's a confusion about us responding back to the speaker as we communicate with the minister through the speaker now. It's fine. I don't think there's a problem. What Mrs. Ibrahim needs to respond to is, if we go back to the speaker, in parliamentary language, you said it's National Assembly. But maybe what we need to clarify is that it's not the formal seat, it's just the correspondence to the speaker back to the minister. Now, when the question is, when are we going to finalize this process? After the minister has seen, has been requested to review, then we come back to the National Assembly to formally adopt the process, or what is going to happen. Maybe that's what needs to be clarified. But I think I understand what you are saying, and I agree. Maybe that, if you clarify that part, so that when you say, yes, it has been referred to us, and we are responding, we are considered and responding to the speaker. The speaker obviously will then write to the minister. Let's do it literally so that we all understand. Now, the question is, when is this appointment finally going to be made? After the review of what the minister said, or are we taking the matter now to the National Assembly and review it there? I just want, so that is very clear, because otherwise we'll spend a lot of time discussing a small matter. But I don't think we are different in the process. We just need that clarity, Chair. Thanks.
As I said, Honorable Umlala, we are now giving to Ms. Ibrahim to clarify the process. So the question that you are adding relates to the process, not the summary. Can we now get to Ms. Ibrahim?
Chairperson, on the first issue of responding to the minister as to whether we can accede a request or not, there is no need for that particular question to go to the National Assembly, because the National Assembly cannot decide otherwise. We cannot accede to her request in terms of law. So that can just be reported in the committee report, and I think we can write back to the Speaker on that particular point. On the issue of the names and our disagreement on name number 6, the committee must now report directly to the National Assembly and indicate that we are not satisfied with name number 6 for the reason that it doesn't meet the requirements in terms of subsection 3. And as you indicated, Chair, that report will contain the reasons. The National Assembly, on adopting that report, will then address correspondence to the minister, now asking the minister to review her recommendation, Chair. Once she reviews her recommendation and comes back to us, we'll take the matter further. But definitely on the first issue, Chair, there's no need for discussion on that in the National Assembly, because as I've indicated, they can't decide otherwise. There is no decision to be taken. The matter is already moot.
Taking into consideration on the issue of the ICASA, to say at the moment it's only 3 councillors who are left. Can we, with due respect, be sensitive and take this matter into consideration to say let us be not us who's going to collapse and now the ICASA. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, honorable members. I take it that you are also clarified on the process and that the committee would have arrived at a recommendation. Of course, the time it takes to implement, dependent on all role players playing their role, taking into account that ICASA as an institution has got crucial decisions to make, and those decisions must stand the test at any given form of scrutiny, whether it's based on legality of such decisions and so on. So those would have to deal with the matters as permitted in law. We'll have to take that into account. And I want to say, honorable members, that it will not be the committee that would have contributed to such if there is a problem, because the committee had a particular task, and that task was fulfilled. And Parliament agreed to that on the 9th of June. It's important to place that on record. And if we understand it, it would mean that they will not delay the report of the committee of today, so that the Speaker is able to receive the report by tomorrow and will be guided at the end on what is to be done. So I'm saying, members, because the summary has been accepted, all matters have been clarified. I think we should accept that at some point the meeting has to close formally and be able to do other tasks. But as I do that, honorable members, I think it's important that we make sure that sometimes even in the way we handle ourselves, we do it understanding that South Africans are watching us at all times. A meeting that makes crucial decisions can be swayed away by just matters we could easily manage so that we don't have many point of orders to correct each other. But again, let's treat each other with respect. It goes a long way in doing that. And part of that respect, and I want to mention this all the time, is an understanding that firstly, we speak through the chair, you ask to be noted so that you are able to speak. Most of the time where we get to exchange in a way that's not is because we do that outside of the procedure of a normal running meeting. And I know that you have energy, Honorable Van Damme, you'll talk to Honorable Faku, Honorable Faku will talk to you, Honorable McKenzie would forget to intervene at some point and then intervene in another point. But I don't think that's what characterizes our meeting. I think we should really understand that we are dealing with difficult issues, and most of us new in the sector, but the commitment we have is to make the committee work in a way that South Africans can really say these are representatives that we have sent to Parliament and take the work of the committee to another level. There will be times, honorable members, where it's going to be heated, but there will still be expectation that even when those controversial issues come before us, that we'll be united as a committee in serving the people of the country. Now, I'm saying this thing because we're also getting to another meeting in the course of next week. And we're expected to interrogate the matters that will be before us, and sometimes they may be heated, but let's try and ensure that in the way we handle each other, we still do it with a great deal of respect and respecting the procedures of a meeting. Otherwise, this matter could have also gone out of hand. I must say, I do appreciate the way you've handled the discussion, so that it shows that we're applying our minds in the way we're handling the matters. With that, thanks, honorable members. You've really enjoyed, if you look at the time that we're supposed to be out of the meeting. But it was for a purpose, because we needed to finalize the item that is before us. Unless there's a matter I have left out, I would really want to officially adjourn the meeting. The part that relates to minutes and that, we can then handle it in the next meeting. So the meeting stays adjourned.
Chair, before we go, please.
Honorable Van Damme,
Chair, before you adjourn, if there are any other topics. So I'm just responding to that.
What item, Honorable
Van Damme? Yes.
Agenda on what item?
How? Chair, can I speak, please? See,
I just want to show on what item.
Let me speak.
On what item? So if there's no item,
Pamela, Chair, I'm getting there. What you like? You see?
No, now you'll say I'm cramped again, right?
No, you are grumpy. No, Faf, no. I did nothing to Faf, and then you were shouting at me. And the last meeting, I kept quiet. Next time I won't keep quiet. No, the meeting is not closed. No, so what I am asking, no, it's not. You said if anyone would like to talk, I'm talking now.
No, I never said anyone. I said if on the items that we have, there is an agenda item.
I would like to speak
about
our next meeting.
And there is no agenda item from the secretariat.
I'd like to speak about our next meeting. What do you know what I'm going to say? What are you scared of, Chair?
No, in the next meeting.
I want to talk about
the upcoming meeting. To speak.
No, Chair, we haven't had feedback from you about our next meeting. You said you've applied for it. So I was asking from you, are we still meeting then? Is it wrong to ask for feedback? And as women, you're scared of and whatever. I behave myself in this committee. You've never seen a heated meeting with me in it. I've been very behaved.
No.
Please. Let's not deteriorate.
No, I've addressed part about the next meeting, that you will get communication for the next meeting. Indeed, we have applied. So you should get a notice if a meeting is sitting. So if you have matters that you want to raise in that next meeting, keep them for the next meeting.
They move about the upcoming meeting. So you see, Ngabung Pendulile and women have had this whole thing.
So meeting is closed.
Now it's closed.
Yes.
Bye-bye, Chair.
Bye-bye, colleague.